When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. There's been a surprising person that has been blinking a flashing red light warning people in the Fox News, MAGA, conservative media industrial complex that things aren't as good as they might want them to be, particularly when it comes to the economy. That person is Maria Bartiromo. Maria, who lost her mind during 2020 and was one of the bigger pushers of the big lie after Donald Trump lost, seems to still have at least a partial contact with reality based on some of the interviews that she's been doing over the past few days. She spoke to Donald Trump this morning and asked about the recession, but here's a couple of clips of Maria earlier in the week.
Worried about all of these spending cuts potentially leading to a recession. Now there's new growth worries. As you know, markets were down sharply yesterday on the tariffs and on this idea that all this cuts happening could in fact induce a recession. Now we're expecting a contraction in the first quarter.
You know, I mean, Joel, Lindsay Group came out with a report a couple of weeks ago that I've mentioned a few times. Can Doge induce a recession? No, it can't, okay? You're not going to get a recession just from Doge. Now, there are other things that have happened in this economy with this slowdown. We could see a recession, but it's not going to happen just because they're cutting waste and abuse out of this government, Joel. By the way, that's why I said earlier it would be Biden's recession. And I know the haters out there will slam me later.
Okay, so you see, I mean, you know, she's calling it the Biden recession, which is like eye rolly, and then, you know, defending herself. You know, you got to give the, you know, put the cough medicine down with a spoonful of sugar, you know, and the spoonful of sugar is going to be trying to blame Dementia Joe on the economy, which I just don't think is going to land for anybody that is not a, you know, fully lobotomized MAGA supporter, which is a decent number of them, but there are at least some other ones who have not got the full lobotomy, maybe only the half. So that's Maria warning about the recession, asking Congressman about the recession, talking about it on her show. And here she is asking the question directly to Donald Trump.
Because there are rising worries about a slowdown. You've got the Atlanta Federal Reserve saying we're going to have a contraction in the first quarter. Look, I know that you inherited a mess, and you said that the other night.
I've only been here,
you know, for a while. Are you expecting a recession this year?
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition, because what we're doing is very big. We're bringing wealth back to America. That's a big thing. And there are always periods of, it takes a little time. But I don't. I think it should be great for us. I mean, I think it should be great.
Not exactly a confident answer there. No, where is the braggadocio? Where is this is the greatest economy in the world? Where is this is the best? Donald Trump is the best. You're missing a lot of that. There, you hate to predict things, but there's a period of transition. Did that come up during the campaign, this period of transition? I guess I remember Elon mentioning something like this once, but I don't remember Trump talking about that. I mean, that is a bearish sign for things. If this is something that Trump doesn't even feel like that he can spin right now, it is reminiscent of, you know, when he started to change his tune on COVID, really. But there was another back and forth in the interview that I think was also interesting.
Before you came into the Oval Office the first time, you were a very successful businessman, very successful real estate executive. And a lot of people said, oh, this is the business president. This is it. He's watching the stock market. He knows all about, you know, he doesn't want the market to go down. And now we've got tariffs and the market has been going down.
Well, not much. I mean, in all fairness, not
you,
much.
You said, look, we're going to have a disruption, but we're okay with that. Is that what you meant? The stock market going down was the disruption? What other disruption were you alluding to?
Look, what I have to do is build a strong country. You can't really watch the stock market. If you look at China, they have a 100-year perspective. We have a quarter. We go by quarters.
That's true.
And you can't go by that. You have to do what's right. What we're doing is we're building a tremendous foundation for the future. Tremendous foundation.
Who knows? I guess you don't have to hand it to Maria, but in this case, I think you do, because she is just asking him the direct questions. The market is down, and Trump is dismissive, oh, a little bit, and then again tries to go with this spin about how we need to think like China in centuries. I'm sorry. Like, Donald Trump is the most instant gratification person in all of our politics. Like, if you had, you know, some deep thinker who is running for office talking about how we needed to think about the battle with China in centuries. I'll listen to that argument that we are being unwise to focus on quarter-to-quarter returns. But for Donald Trump to make that argument, preposterous. This is someone that is flailing. This is someone that is very concerned that the market is going down, that he doesn't have any levers to pull. And it's something we've been talking about on the podcast, and it's interesting that it bleeded into Fox Business World. So there you have it. Maria Barrett Romo. Surprises abound in Donald Trump's America. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you soon.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.